Week 3, informal practice, finding loving kindness phrases. This practice is about finding short phrases that are deeply meaningful, ones that we would like to hear again and again and again. So finding these loving kindness phrases is like finding a special gift for ourselves. Now, this is a pen and paper exercise. We will close our eyes and do some reflection, then open our eyes and write, and then close and open, and close our eyes again. This exercise is designed to help you discover loving kindness and compassion phrases that are deeply meaningful to you. If you already have phrases and wish to continue using them, you can try this exercise as an experiment, but please don't feel you need to find new phrases. To start, please close your eyes, put a hand over your heart or elsewhere, and feel your body gently breathe. And now, please take a moment and allow your heart to gently open, to become receptive like a flower opens in the warm sun. And then asking yourself this question, allowing the answer to arise naturally within you. What do I need? What do I truly need? If this need has not been fulfilled in a given day, your day does not feel complete. Letting the answer be a universal human need, such as the need to be connected, kind, peaceful, free. And when you're ready, please open your eyes and write down what arose for you. The words you discovered can be used in meditation just as they are. You can rewrite them as wishes for yourself. For example, may I be kind to myself. May I begin to be kind to myself. May I be peaceful. May I be free. Now, please close your eyes again and consider a second question. If I could, what do I need to hear from others? What words do I need to hear? Because as a person, I really need to hear words like this. For example, I love you. I'm here for you. I believe in you. You're a good person. Opening the door of your heart and waiting for words to come. If I could, what words would I like to have whispered into my ear every day for the rest of my life? Words that might make me say, "Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you," every time I hear them. Allowing yourself to be vulnerable and open to this possibility with courage, just listening. Now gently opening your eyes again and writing down what you heard. If you heard a lot of words, see if you can make the words into a short phrase, a message to yourself. The words you wrote down can be used in loving kindness meditation just as they are, or you can also rewrite them as wishes for yourself. Actually, words that we would like to hear from others again and again are words that we easily forget or qualities we would like to realize in our own lives, or attitudes that we wish to firmly implant in our hearts. For example, longing to hear "I love you" means that we wish to know we are truly lovable. That's why we need to hear it over and over again. What do you want to know for sure? If you like, you can reframe your words as wishes for yourself. For example, "I love you" can become the wish. "May I love myself just as I am." Or, "May I live in love." "I'm here for you" can become the wish. "May I be there for myself," or "May I be strong." You're a good person can become the wish. May I know my own goodness. Now, please take a moment to review what you have written and settle on 2 to 4 words or phrases you would like to use in meditation. These words or phrases are gifts you will give to yourself. And please take a moment to memorize those words. Finally, let's close our eyes for a last time. Begin saying your phrases over and over, slowly and gently, whispering them into your own ears as if into the ear of a loved one. Perhaps hearing the words from the inside, allowing them to resonate within you. Allowing these words to take up space and to fill your being, if only for this moment. And now gently releasing the phrases and allowing yourself to rest in the experience, letting this practice to be just what it was and letting yourself be just as you are. Please consider this exercise to be only the beginning of a search for phrases that are just right for you. Finding loving kindness phrases is a soulful journey, a poetic journey. Hopefully, you'll find yourself returning to this process. What do I need? What do I long to hear as you practice loving kindness meditation? And at the sound of the bell, gently opening your eyes and letting go of this meditation practice.